We're going to skip to Kina Chaf Hei, which is a Kina on the Crusades. The Crusades are naturally not a part of history that is taught in the secular world, and it's not something we feel good about, that we teach much about in our world. The Crusades are a very tragic and barbarian period in the history of Klal Yisrael and the world history. It's a time where the Christian Church set out to free the Holy Land from what they call the infidels. Infidels, everybody's an infidel if you're not Christian, and everybody's an infidel if you're not a Muslim. Only the Jews are double infidels. And Jews suffered double during this time period. The Crusades was a time which really was the beginning of the waning influence of the Church. The Church at that time was a very powerful force in the world, and the Pope had a lot of power. People were easily swayed. The world was just coming out of the Dark Ages, the period, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th century. When I grew up, they called it the Dark Ages. Today, it's not politically correct. They changed it to the Middle Ages. But it's a period of a lack of civility in the world, a lack of progress in the world. There's not much written that we have, not in the Goyish world, and Lahavdil, not in the Yiddish world. This is the period of the Goyinim. It was not a world of great literacy. The beauty of the Greeks had passed. Islam had its most cultural high in the 8th, maybe the beginning of the 9th century, and it was followed by a very dark time. It was a time where the world was for the most part lawless. There were no countries to speak of. There were areas that were controlled by different lords. And at that time, the Muslims controlled the Holy Land. And the Pope decided that they were going to go. He had enough warriors to go and free and do battle to free the Holy Land from the Muslims. What the Pope did in order to encourage people to go is he decreed that there was a free trip. When you go from the eastern countries to Eretz Yisrael, on the way, all Averis are suspended. In other words, you can steal and kill and do what you want on the way, so that you can make it possible for the greater mitzvah of going and doing battle. Who went? Successful people stayed home. People in across Europe that had what to live for and what to stay in Europe for stayed home. It was the barbarians, the homeless people, the people that were illiterate, that started off with a desire to do these type of things, that set out. And the Crusades turned into a time, a bloodbath for Jews across, especially Germany and France, on the path to Eretz Yisrael. Whole cities were destroyed, were killed in horrific ways. And the Crusades are really the difficult time in Klal Yisrael. At the end of this year, we were talking in class, so somehow it came up that the Ritva was a Sfardi. And I mentioned to them, so are the Ramban and the Rajba, and the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ran and the Muki Yosef. Except for Rashi and the Balei Tosfos, just about every Rishon was a Sfardi, which really surprised a lot of the Ashkenazic boys in Yeshiva. Ben Chananel, and across the board, all of the Gedalei HaRishonim were from the Sephardic lands, with the exception, really, of Rashi and Tosfos. The Rosh, who really started off in Ashkenaz, ran away, ended up living much of his life in Sfarad. And I asked them the following question: why it is that almost all the Rishonim are Sephardim? And almost all the Achrayim, the early Achrayim, all Ashkenazim, you take out the Shulchan Aruch, so you have the Bechaber in middle, which is the Beis Yosef, the Shach, and the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, and the Chakas Mechaikak, and the Beis Shmuel, and the Gra, the Pesachei Tshuva, the Baragayla, every one of the Mepharshim, without exception, around the Shulchan Aruch are all Ashkenazim. All the early Achrayim are from Ashkenaz, and all the Rishayim are from Sfarad. Why is that? And the answer really lies in the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread Klal Yisrael among the nations so that when Jews in one place are oppressed and killed, Jews in another place would be secure. During the Tkufa of the Rishayim, beginning with the year 1096, which was the time of the First Crusade, for the next centuries, in the period of the Rishayim, the Gedalei Ashkenaz were running. The Gedalei Ashkenaz didn't have any secure life, were basically running from tragedy to tragedy. They were not sitting in the Beyishav Hadas. The Gadlus of Rashi and the Baalei Tosis was that they did what they did on the circumstances in which they lived. The Baalei Tosis, many of them, were Karbonis of the Crusades, as I mentioned in this Kina. And for that period of time, it just wasn't doable for Rishayim. I don't know if it was a lack of being able to actually sit and be Mechadesh, or a lack of ability to write it and promulgate your writing. Whatever the combination of reasons, that is the history of the Tkufas HaRishayim. Of course, the Tkufas HaRishayim ended in the 1400s, in the time of the oppression of the Jews in Sfarad, the Inquisition, followed by the exile in 1492 from Spain, and 5 years later from Portugal. And at that point, the Ashkenazim, for the most part, were living in countries where they were relatively secure. And it was the Sfaradim that were on the run, that were not in the position to write and to be able to promulgate their writings, with the exceptions of those who were in Tzfas, who came to Eretz Yisrael and found peace there, people like the Beis Yosef and the Alshech and the Arizal. So that the period of the Crusades that we're saying a kinnah about now is something very real. It's very it was pervasive in the lives of Ashkenazi Jews. It wasn't an incident that took place. Even the Holocaust was a period of 4 or 5 or 6 years, while the Crusades stretched over a couple of centuries, from one wave to another. And it was a time of terrible oppression, and that's the Kinnah Chafhei, that we refer to. We refer specifically to three of the greatest cities of the Jewish people that was destroyed. The Kinnah begins with a general reference to the tragedy of the Crusades. In the middle of the Kinnah, it talks about Ekeinei Mar Alei Haruge Ashpira. Ashpira is the city of Spire, which was destroyed. Lower down, Kahal Var Maiza, which is the city of worms, which was actually destroyed twice during the period of the Crusades. And later, Kalmagensa, which is the community on Mainz, the German community, which was also killed. So that this is a reference to the Crusades. When we talk about Karvar Maiza, Parmayim Kitshu Shema Miyuchad B'mayra, refers to the fact that they were destroyed twice during these centuries. Basim Mishleish V'chayde Ziv Latara, on the 23rd day of the month of Iyar, this is why we, and then again, B'chaydesh HaShlishi, in the month of Sivan, Kriyas Halal L'Shayra, the two Chabaris were in Iyar and Sivan, and this is why in Iyar and Sivan, when we're Mekadesh the Chaydesh, we normally don't say Avarachimim, but we do in Mekadesh Chaydesh Iyar and Chaydesh Sivan, to remember these Karbanis that fell during that time. I'd like to add that we live in a Western culture which puts a lot of accent on portraying itself as civil and moral, etc. But we should not forget that the basic thesis of Christianity, of Catholicism, is not one which has any love for the Jewish people. The basic culture that has been the culture of Western civilization for so many centuries is one of hatred towards Klal Yisrael. We're fortunate, Barachmei Hashem, and in the slissim of the Karbonis of the Shoah, to live during very benevolent times to the Jewish people. When we hear in Europe that there's anti-Semitism, or someone goes in the street and experiences anti-Semitism, we have to know that it's not the exception. For the Gullis, it's been the rule. Klal Yisrael has not assimilated because, for the most part, there was no interest in most of the centuries for Jews to assimilate. And when Goyim are nice to us, then assimilation is rampant. The underlying hatred of that religion towards Klal Yisrael is something that we know, we remember. There's no mitzvah to go out and hate. But the idea of Jews pandering to the church, I mean, just the fact that Egypt and Jordan had diplomatic relations with Israel before the church. The Vatican still refused to have diplomatic relations, even after some of our enemies did. Now, there's something there. There's something going on in our lifetime in the church, which is an animosity which can't be advertised, which can't be portrayed. But it's something that's there, and the awareness is something that that comes to us only on Tisha B'Av. Hopefully we should live lives where the awareness is not necessary. But that awareness is part of the sober reality of Tisha B'Av, of our galus, is part of our weeping and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula. And so here, as part of the kinnis of Tisha B'Av, we mention the tragedy of the Crusades, and if you have it with the translation, I think it would help to read it carefully and to see the horrible experiences that took place at that time.